This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Afghanistan's embattled president left the country Sunday, joining his fellow citizens and foreigners in a stampede fleeing the advancing Taliban and signaling the end of a 20-year attempt aimed at remaking Afghanistan. The Taliban, which for hours had been in the outskirts of Kabul, announced soon after they would move further into a city gripped by panic throughout the day as helicopters raced overhead to evacuate personnel from the U.S. Embassy. The head of the Afghan National Reconciliation Council confirmed in an online video President Ashraf Ghani fled the country, saying, quote, "The former president of Afghanistan left Afghanistan, leaving the country in this difficult situation," adding, quote, "God should hold him accountable." The Taliban seized nearly all of Afghanistan in just over a week, a stunning rout of the country despite the billions of dollars spent by the U.S. and NATO over nearly two decades to build up Afghan security forces. Just days earlier, an American military assessment estimated it'd be up to a month before the capital would come under insurgent pressure. A powerful magnitude 7.2 earthquake added to the misery in Haiti, killing at least 304 people, injuring at least 1,800 others, and destroying hundreds of homes, leaving those without shelter to sleep on soccer fields. People in the Caribbean island nation rushed into the streets to seek safety and to help rescue those trapped in the rubble of collapsed homes, hotels, and other structures. Saturday's earthquake struck the southwestern part of the hemisphere's poorest nation, almost razing some towns and triggering landslides that hamper rescue efforts in two of the hardest-hit communities. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.